Welcome back to Percy Jackson and the Absolute Analysis. There we go. That title I actually just came up with completely on the spot. Today we are back with episode chapter 2. And this chapter is titled Three Old Ladies Knit the Socks of Death, which sounds wonderful, let me tell you. I can't say I've actually run into many old ladies who can knit. So, I can knit, but I don't know how to end it, so I just keep knitting and knitting and knitting. Which probably isn't a good thing at all. So, let's get started, shall we? I actually didn't read this chapter through beforehand, which I probably should have. I'll try my best. And I'm really going to try hard, and hopefully this podcast will help me stop saying and eh, you know, a lot. And I do that a lot. So it starts off with Percy saying that it was weird that no one remembered Miss Dodds. It was like he was hallucinating for like 24/7. And he would constantly spring little questions on them, like, asking about Miss Dodds, be like, who? And Miss Kerr actually worked there. He ended up actually meeting Miss Kerr. And whenever he would bring up Miss Dodds, the kids at school would just think he was psycho, because, you know, they don't remember him at all. But, of course, Grover remembers Miss Dodds, but Grover won't. He won't say anything. He's not really allowed to say anything. So Percy keeps having nightmares and stuff about Miss Dodds, with the leathery wings from her back and attacking him. And then it goes on to say that a thunderstorm blew out the windows in his dorm room, and the freak weather just continued. And, oh my god. You know, the reason for this is that Zeus's lightning bolt has gone missing. Or is it called the Master Bolt? I don't remember. Oh my god. Oh my god. So Zeus is not happy, and he's doing everything he can to express it to both the mortals and the gods. Let's see. And so I actually just realized this. So in the second book, Percy, Annabeth, and Tyson have to actually go to the Bermuda Triangle because that is the Sea of Monsters. And in here, I don't know if anyone else noticed this, but it says one of the current events we studied in social studies class was the unusual number of small planes that had gone down in sudden squalls in the Atlantic that year. And if you don't know, the Bermuda Triangle is in the Atlantic. I really hope it is. Atlantic is Florida and over, so it should be, because it's near Florida, but my dogs are in my room, and they're just so cute. Anyways, so that's a bit of a, I wonder if Rorden had this all planned out to begin with, or if he was sort of, like, just making it up as he went, and the Sea of Monsters, he just suddenly remembered, Bermuda Triangle, or something like that, I don't know. So, Percy was never an A student. He was a D student, and his grades had slipped to F, and his English teacher, Miss Nicole, that's a very weird way to spell Nicole, it's N-I-C-O-L-L, asked me if he was okay, and, I don't know what he said, but he got kicked out of Yancey, basically. Not quite kicked out, just not re-invited. And, then Percy goes through, like, a little thing, and he's like, you know, I can't wait to be with my mom, I'm really homesick, I really miss her. However, I hate my obnoxious stepfather and his stupid poker parties. And then he goes into saying, like, what did miss at Yancey, the view of the woods, Hudson River, smell of pine trees. And then that he'd miss Grover, and he was a little worried how he'd survive the next year without him. which I'm sure Grover will be fine, but okay. And then he said he also is really going to miss Latin class and Mr. Brunner, and, let's see. And Rorden did the same exact thing again, where it's, like, a little, there's a little hook where there's a page break. And for example, in this one it says, "I hadn't forgotten when Mr. Brenner told me about the subject being life and death for me. I wasn't sure why, but I started to believe him." So yet again, picking on those kids, because all kids have ADD, whether they know it or not, they do. Let's see. So Percy really has a lot of trouble reading, because he's dyslexic, and he was trying to read Cambridge Guide to Greek Mythology, but he just threw it down. That was a very fake laugh. Oh, and then, Percy overhears a conversation between Mr. Brunner and Grover, and Grover is talking about how he's worried about Percy. And, I don't think Percy's on to either of them at this point about them really being, you know, different. I think he's sort of on to Mr. Brunner a bit. Not really, though. He just keeps stating that he has thousand-year-old eyes. So Grover's really worried about Percy, and he's saying, you know, he shouldn't be alone this summer. There was a monster that infiltrated our school, nonetheless, I don't know. And then Mr. Brunner's like, no, he needs to grow up on his own, and Grover retaliates by saying, you know, something about the summer solstice deadline, and he may not have time to mature, and, Mr. Brunner says, you know, let him be, and Percy overhears Grover say, "Sir, he saw her," and Mr. Brunner's like, "His imagination. The mist over the students and staff would be enough to convince him of that." But of course, you're in Percy's, you know, mindset, so you know he's not convinced. He's still putting things down with Miss Dodds. He still hasn't given it up. And then it gets a bit sadder. Grover's like, you know, I really don't want to fail again. You know what that would mean. And then Mr. Brunner's like, yeah, let's just keep him alive until fall. And then, of course, Percy is one of those very idiotic people. And, is it raining? It is. Okay, whatever. Ooh, that's probably gonna get loud in a few seconds. Let's hope Percy is never in a horror movie. Let's just say that. You know, Percy was eavesdropping on this entire conversation. He was just around the corner, and he dropped his mythology textbook. And that is the stupidest thing I've ever read, honestly. Why would you drop it? But I get it's an accident, but some things don't happen easily as accidents. And then Percy said he heard a slow clip-clop. Or clop-clop-clop, clip-clop, whatever. And it was freaking weird. So now Percy knows that there's something about the winter solstice, there's something he shouldn't have heard, and there's something that's going on with him. And Mr. Brunner and Grover are in on it. So he knows that. So he's sort of weirded out. And he goes back to his dorm where, you know, Grover's his dorm mate. And Grover's just sitting there studying Latin notes like he'd been there all night. And Grover acts like nothing happened. He asks Percy why he looks so terrible. And Percy's like, you know, I'm just tired, and, he said, you know, but one thing was clear, Grover and Mr. Brunner were talking about me behind my back, they thought I was in some kind of danger. Which he definitely is, and he will definitely find out, And then Mr. Brunner, well, there's a bit of a page break, and they're in Latin class, and he's all... Percy's very yuck, because he misspelled a lot of Greek and Roman names, and Mr. Brunner calls him back in, and he's like, Percy, you know, don't worry about not coming to Yancey next year. It's for the best. And, Nancy Boba Fett is still in that classroom, the chica she is, and, you know, she's smirking at him and making sarcastic little kissy motions with her lips. And Mr. Brunner's like, no, you know, what I meant to say is, no, this isn't the right place for you. It's only a matter of time. And Percy actually, his eyes sting, which means that his eyes are watering up. And he starts to tremble, and it's Mr. Brunner? I don't even know how to pronounce it anymore. Oh my god. Mr. Brunner, is like, oh no, you know, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't mean to phrase it like that. And it's really sad because Mr. Brunner, Chiron, I don't know how to pronounce that name, I just say Chiron, is like a dad to Percy. You know, Poseidon never was, Gabe, hell no. So that really only leads Chiron as a positive male influence in his life. Like, he's just been betrayed, like, so many times, you know, by all these people he looked up to, you know, Luke, and I wouldn't say ever looked up to Gabe, but I guess. And so Percy just runs away from him. Yet again, another little page break, and he starts to pack his stuff, and he's really sad. He's gonna miss it, definitely. So he still doesn't know where he's going to go to school for, the fall. So him and Grover actually, I think this is the last time they ever really, you know, since school's over, they go to a boarding school, let me say that. Yancey is a boarding school, and so they're finally going home. And they hop on a Greyhound, and, Grover's very worried. He's, like, inspecting, all the different passengers on the bus, and Percy, of course, being the wonderful person Percy is, says, looking for the kindly ones, you know, monsters, and Grover's like, well, what do you mean? And so Percy obviously cannot keep a secret, so he confessed about eavesdropping on the conversation that Grover and Mr. Brunner had. And, he says, I heard, like, the entire thing. I want to know, you know, what's been happening. What's the summer solstice deadline? And, Grover's still trying to keep up the whole thing. Like, he's like, oh, no, you're still just hallucinating about the demon math teachers. And, he said he was telling Mr. Brunner that Percy was overstressed or something. Just because of the math person. And then Percy's like, yeah, you're a really bad liar. And Grover just sort of gives it up. So Grover hands him a card with very fancy script. And it said, Grover Underwood, Keeper, Half-Blood Hill, Long Island, New York. And there's a number which is 800-009-0000. 0009. There we go. So Percy has no clue what happened to him. He's like, what is it? And then Grover invites him to, you know, be whatever, and Percy obviously thinks he's, like, super rich. He's like, so, like, if I want to come visit your mansion. And he's really gonna miss Grover, because he's been fighting bullies away from Grover for forever, but now it's sort of like Grover's trying to protect him. And then suddenly, after Percy asks Grover, what exactly are you protecting me from, the bus has an issue, and it starts to smell like rotten eggs, and, black smoke started pouring from the dashboard. So obviously, not a good sign. They have to pull over. They're on a stretch of country road. There's not many people around. And there's no exits near them, or there's no plazas. I'm sort of taking this as like the toll road. It's not, but whatever. So on the other side of the highway they're on, there's an old-fashioned fruit stand. And it's just three old ladies who are all sitting there at the stand, and they're knitting the biggest pair of socks Percy had ever seen. Which I guess might be a bit of, it might be a little, I mean, what are you doing? A little hint at, like, Titans and stuff, but I don't know. And the lady in the middle is holding an enormous basket of electric blue yarn. And he said they all looked ancient, and their faces, like, wrinkled and just nasty. I don't know what my dogs are doing. Oh, my God. So Percy starts making jokes of them, and Grover is not happy. Grover's like, alright, yeah, we need to get on the bus. They had just gotten off the bus, and the old ladies were still watching that way. He didn't understand what was going on. And then Percy's like, you know, those old ladies, are they like Miss Dodds? And Grover doesn't say anything. He just says, just tell me what you saw. And then Percy, that rain was loud. Oh my God. Jesus, this is so hard to concentrate. So Percy says that the middle one took out her scissors and she cut the yarn. And then Grover's like, oh no, this is not happening. I don't want this to be like the last time. So, you know, he just keeps hinting at what happened to Grover in the past. And then on the last page, Grover was like, always sixth grade. They never get past sixth grade, which is really sad. That's really sad. Like, oh my God. And so Grover's like, you know, just let me walk you home, please. And then Percy asks, you know, that stepping of the yarn, does that mean somebody's gonna die? And Grover just looks at him mournfully, like he was already picking the kind of flowers I like best on my coffin. Sorry, my dog was nudging my toe. So yeah, that's the end of chapter 2, and I'm sorry, I'm so distracted, but I don't really feel like pre-recording this low-key. So, let's just go over an entire recap of that. So, let's see, where does it start off at? Percy's still trying to interrogate people about Miss Dodds. And no one's saying a thing, and so he's getting frustrated, and he's already dyslexic, so he's already having trouble reading, and he's still frustrated from that. God, you're so soft. I love my doggie so much. Yeah. So he decides he's just gonna take, like, a little walk down the corridor, and he ends up overhearing Mr. Brunner and Grover talking about the winter... Was it the summer solstice or the winter solstice? I think it was summer solstice. Winter would be weird. Because Percy was not at camp when it was winter. So we're talking about, like, the summer solstice deadline and how he was in trouble and the kindly ones. And then Percy is an idiot, drops his book, he runs into a classroom, he hears hoofs on the floor. So big hint at what Mr. Brenner actually is. And, you know, Percy's really down. He's getting kicked out of Yancey. And then Mr. Brenner, one of the only positive influences in Percy's life, makes him cry. And, crap, man. Crap. Oh, Let's see what happens after that. The school year ends. Percy's really sad. He's gonna miss it, but he's sort of excited about going home to see his mom, but not going home to see Gabe, because smelly Gabe sucks. And so Grover and Percy get on the Greyhound bus to get the hell out of Dodge. And the bus ends up breaking down. It smells like rotten eggs, so basically like death. And the bus just fizzes out. So they stop, they all get off the bus. Percy and Grover see three old ladies knitting a giant sock with one in the middle holding a huge ball of electric blue yarn. And then one of the old ladies cuts it. Grover and Percy get back on the bus because it's not safe for them outside, and Percy's interrogating Grover, like, you know, what the hell was that? What the hell is going on? And Grover is like, you know, Percy, what did you see? Percy, what did you see? And Percy's all like, well, she cut it, and Grover's like, oh, you're gonna die. Yeah, that's the entire chapter. Wow. So, this podcast recording is 21 minutes, but it literally just took me 3 to recount the entire happenings of that chapter. This is why you read ahead, kids. Like, it's just so much better. I'm gonna start reading ahead. Like, I think that's pretty smart.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.